Watch, race fans for Trump helping drive the president to victory lane in 2020. By Warner Todd Houston on March 2, 2020. NASCAR driver Tim Vian and Hank Foley of Race Fans for Trump visited with Breitbart News' Matthew Boyle during CPAC this year to talk about the Trump-Pence cars touring the nation. Vian, who competes in the Gander RV and Outdoors Truck Series for Mika Ferrano Motorsports, started the conversation off talking about how incredible it was to see President Trump do a flyover in Air Force One during this year's Daytona 500. When he did the buzz around, I mean it was probably under 1,000 feet, and it was unbelievable. 200,000 people in attendance stopped, stood up, watched, and started chanting, USA, USA. It was, I mean it gave you goosebumps. It was amazing. Then, Hank Foley, a Delta pilot and the managing partner of Alpha One Management, who was also at CPAC representing Race Fans for Trump, jumped in with his thoughts on Trump's attendance at the Daytona 500. That was amazing, Foley added. And you know what's different about it, Matt, he came in, he knows how to make an entrance. But NASCAR also says a prayer before each race. Not many people know that. And they televise it. It's a bunch of blue-collar American people. That they all love the sport, but they all love the president, too. And as we were talking earlier, about 80% support the president, but the problem is almost 20% aren't registered to vote. Vian went on to say that they hope to tap into that huge Trump-loving voter base, especially in the battleground states. If we tapped into 1% of that, that could make a huge difference in the battleground states, Vian told Boyle. And that's what we're trying to do. This race fans for Trump 2020, follow us on social media and support what we're doing. Vian added that the group putting a full Trump-Pence wrap around their race cars. The group is also hosting voter registration tents at various tracks around the country ahead of the 2020 general election. In a recent interview, Vian said that he sought out the support of race fans for Trump. I support the president. I support him and I'm gonna continue to support him, Vian said, according to the Daytona Beach News Journal. Matthew Boyle next asked what the pair wanted to hear from President Trump, who was to speak to CPAC only hours from the interview, and Foley gushed about how great this country is. People who want to be the best at something come to the United States, Foley said. Look at Elon Musk, he started in South Africa, went to Canada, but he ended up right here because it's the greatest country on earth. And look what you can achieve here. Foley said that his father told him, if you believe in three things, number one, this is the greatest country on earth. Number two, you have a good work ethic and you're willing to outwork your opponents in anything. And number three, you have the good Lord in your life. You can achieve anything in this country. Foley also noted that many scoffed at his idea of sponsoring a NASCAR vehicle with a Trump logo. And when people said it's impossible to get a race car on the track in Daytona, especially with the president's name on it, Foley said, we love that, we love the impossible. Because in this country, the impossible can come true if you have those three things and believe in them. Wrapping up the interview, Vian urged fans to follow their campaign and even donate to help keep it rolling at tracks across the country. Vian is driving the number 3 Chevy Silverado for Mika Ferrano Motorsports in several upcoming races. And veteran NASCAR driver Joe Nemechek is also driving his number 47 Chevy Camaro for the Trump-Pence team. The group's social media pages include Race Fans for Trump 2020 on Twitter, Race Fans for Trump 2020 on Facebook, and race_fans_for_trump_2020 on Instagram. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.